Hello, everybody, and welcome. Do not have a name for this podcast yet, so don't really know how to introduce.
Call it the No Name Podcast.
The No Name Podcast. The unlisted or unclassified.
Yeah.
Or declassified.
Unclassified, the No Name Podcast.
So we got the No Name Podcast going on. I am the owner of RBI Baseball. My name is Connor Reynolds.
Oh, I'll introduce myself. My name is Christian Backus. I own Ironworks Performance and part owner of Iron Wolf Nutrition.
Ow, ow.
Wolfsups.com.
If you're watching on the video right here, this is the blood orange. Absolutely delicious. I'm a big fan of the black cherry pie, but I always just love black cherry like anything, no matter what. So once I run out of this guy, immediately going over.
Hopefully.
Gonna get some black cherry. If it's in stock, if you guys don't know, like this stuff is flying off the shelves.
It's weird to say that it flies off the shelves because like I'm like not the most like gracious person to myself. So I can't ever be like, oh, like it's selling like crazy. Like it is, but like in my mind I'm like, okay, what are we doing next? So it's like I have a hard time realizing, like I was just talking to Connor about it. Like we've almost sold out of black cherry in like a month and a half, and the last blood orange we sold out of like in a month and a half, and we have it in four stores. They sell out of it like every 2 or 3 weeks at a time, at least two of the stores. The other two stores are kind of slower, but either way,
is there like a difference in where the product is being placed, within the store? Like at the other two stores, is there like an end cap right when you walk in and the other two don't? Or
I don't know, honestly. I think two of the stores, they kind of have it in their pre-workout section. Well, actually, all four do. But two of the stores, it's called Nutrition Company. They, one of the guys that owns the Denver store, he helped us formulate it a little bit. So I think they push it a little bit harder. And they sample it out a little bit more. Whereas like the Fit Republic stores, the other two stores it's in, one of the owners of one of the stores is a family friend of mine. He pushes a little bit. The other store doesn't push it as much. I think it's more like, oh, like, what is this pre-workout? You go in, like, a normal random person would go into a supplement store and just kind of be like, oh, this looks cool. Like, that logo's sick, and they take it. I think it sells more at the other stores because Brian and Nate are pushing it like crazy. Like, hey, you should buy this because it's good. But
that's fair.
It's not bad. Like that's the thing is, like, they push it, but people go in looking for it now. Versus, like, before they were having to, like, try to push the sale to it. Or not really, like, push the sale.
Introduce them to it.
Yeah, introduce people to it. Whereas, like, now people go in looking for it because they know it's there. So, I mean.
That's sweet, dude.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I mean, it's cool. It's fun. It's a work in progress, and it's a, you know, crazy everyday thing. Like, I feel like I'm more involved in that than I am in Ironwork stuff sometimes.
It's one of those where you have to make sure that you're diversified. Like when you're training with so many different players and it's such a seasonal kind of thing, like obviously you're training with different kind of sport athletes.
Yeah.
So you're always going to have someone in season. You're always going to have someone out of season. Like someone for me, like baseball and softball, Colorado is the only weird state where I think there's us and just a few others where high school softball is actually played in the fall. Everywhere else it's played in the spring, and the college level it's played in the spring, just weird. Like baseball and stuff like that. So we're pretty much like set for me in the same kind of off season, in season kind of training program. And so for us as like business owners, it is massive to make sure that we're diversifying, you know, where our income's coming in, just to make sure that the business one is always, you know, continuing. Two, when you have athletes, I mean, Dalton, right? I mean,
Dalton Lane.
Yeah. Dude that is, you know, training and playing. Is it playing or lifting? Like, what is it called? Like, power lifters. Like, what is that?
He's training for powerlifting.
Training?
I mean, he trains and he competes, like. Yeah, he competes every few months in, like, a powerlifting meet, but he also is a lacrosse player.
So,
high school lacrosse player.
So, to have him to be able to, like, push your own sups through him as well, instead of like having to go to a different company or possibly a competing gym of yours that then they have their own supplement, you know, chain. Like for you to be able to say like, hey, this is Ironworks. This is where we train. Oh, you need pre-workout like most people do when they're lifting. Like here is ours. Oh, you need creatine. Oh, here is ours. Like to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a massive step for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely something that, like, I kind of at one time got made fun of for wanting to do at where I was before I started Ironworks. They're like, oh, why do you want to do this and this and this? I'm like, because I can.
Why not?
Like, why? What, do you have a problem with that? Like, what's the deal? And so, like, not a lot of people know that we launched Ironwolf was originally called Full Ride Sports Nutrition. And it was based off my dad's company's name. My dad had briefly and still kind of is trying to launch like a recruiting, like it's not a recruiting service. It's more of like a recruiting, like help database website. Like you don't, it's not something you're gonna have to like, would have to pay for. Like, it's just like, maybe like it probably sells like eBooks, like through recruiting type stuff. But like most places you go to, like whatever. So we started off calling it that, and it like kind of flopped and failed. The company we used to manufacture the supplements was trash. They took forever. You know, we couldn't keep stuff in stock. They couldn't get pre-workout in stock. Like, we couldn't do anything with them. So it flopped. It failed. And then, like, right around that same time we were ending that, I linked up with my buddy Bryce, and Ironwolf kind of went. And so then Ironworks, I guess backtracking, Full Ride started a month before Ironworks started. So in Ironworks, we were trying to push all these Full Ride subs, and our guys were buying them. But the issue was we could never keep stuff in stock, or shipping would take forever. So it was like, fail. And then, you know, so on and so forth, Ironwolf happens, and now it's like, we push this. And the cool thing about it is, like, not a lot of gyms have like a supplement brand that is kind of co-branded, if that makes sense. So like us, like RBI guys, like all the Ironworks guys, the NBA guys, the older ones, you know, all the teams that we all work with, they now have access to supplements that were designed by former athletes with the goal to make things clean and not, like, shitty. Because if you go to the store, you don't know what you get half the time.
No
idea.
You can
come up and talk to any of us at the gym, like, and know what's in it. And, like, see that half, 50 to 60% of the athletes take it and then take something of ours in the gym. And you know, so we started out with pre-workout. Not everybody wants to take pre-workout because some parents don't let their kids take caffeine. Then we brought creatine on. Then we're working on protein. So like, you're gonna have an option to have something or another, which is sick. But
that's awesome. And then for me, like, I mean, I don't have the ability to just run in and like, there's not something that I necessarily see right away that has a correlation of like nutrition supplements to lifting, as for the baseball and softball side of things. But like for me on this side of the stuff, I've been diversifying where I'm looking to get, you know, income, revenue, and then also just affiliation. So like right now I'm affiliated with a grip company called Voot Grips. I'm able to get 15% off for all of my guys that use my code. I also get a little bit of the cut of that. Same thing with this bag that I just gave away yesterday. Shout out to Dakota Albert. The winner of it, really, really was happy. I think it was like 12 people or 13 people enter into the contest. I mean, that's, it was only good. Up for like a month, and it was like my first giveaway. So I'm really excited and happy about that. But partnering up with them, like, I mean, my guys get 15% off using my code. I get a little bit with that as well. Same thing, the Berg Bats down out of Colorado Springs. So I'm partnering up with them as well. So all of my guys are going to be getting a discount. I'll get a little bit on top of that. And so trying to find like those things where I'm not the one sourcing it, how you've been able to do it with Ironwolf and stuff like that, but finding good people and being able to connect it. So one, you know, if one of my guys needs a bat, bada bing, bada boom, I know a guy down in the Springs, we get you a discount. I also make a little with it and stuff like that. So being able to diversify and spread out to where you're making those connections and you're making it to where, you know, as a small business, we're not reliant on just one specific thing. Yeah. Like, we're able to kind of reach our hands out and stuff like that. For me, that's been a big goal of mine. I also make a little bit off of the streaming and videos and stuff like that with the social media. So I know that that's been something that you've been wanting to get into a little bit more of. We've been talking about that for a little bit. So what kind of adjustments have you been making to kind of incorporate more of like social media posts, more of kind of getting your message kind of out there a little bit more?
I would say, I think with social media, social media has been like a big driver of like awareness and like driver of like athletes coming to train and work. because we're able to utilize like videos and social media to almost showcase what we do and like what we're all about. And the same thing with you over here, like a lot of athletes see your stuff and we repost it over on the Ironworks page or vice versa. I think social media has kind of taken the level of like what we're able to do and showcase it for other athletes that don't currently train with us to see. I think where we've started to really implement it more is the reels on Instagram. That kind of kicked off for me a little bit more and trying to like go crazy with those when video views have dropped, reels have like gone up like crazy. And what got me pushing more reels was the fact that like somehow I got into the Instagram partner program and I get paid for views on my reels that I post on my page.
So hey, baby. And there's that diversifying effect that we were talking about.
Yeah. So, I mean, people probably that follow me on Instagram notice that I literally post just reels nonstop now. And the motivation to post it was like, oh, cool, I'm getting paid for these now. But now, you know, I reach out to athletes on Instagram through mine or like the Ironworks one, and the athletes are like, oh, yeah, we see what you do. It's sick. We'd love to come try it out and see what you guys are all about. So in that sense, like, it's a double positive. Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Win, win, win.
So, like, you're getting you're knocking out two birds with one stone, which is sick. So I think that's kind of how we've attacked the social media. I don't really know if that answers your question. I kind of just rambled, but.
No, it did.
I mean, I think social media has been, I mean, if you look at business as a whole, the amount of social media that gets used now
unreal.
Is insane. And where we lack, and it's kind of crazy, and I don't think it's utilized enough, for us at least, is Twitter. And low-key, LinkedIn would be something I want to start attacking too.
Really?
Because I had a dad one time hit me up to like get his kid into train off a LinkedIn post.
What?
So like,
I've heard of people asking other people out on like dates through LinkedIn, really? But I never heard of like trainers getting people through connections of the parent. Like that's really smart.
Yeah. So I mean, that's like an untapped like resource that nobody uses, and maybe we'll be the pioneer in that.
Hey, let's do it, dude. Let's do it.
But
I love it. For me, like, and I know we're reaching out on your time and everything like that, so if you need a run, whatever.
Yeah, we're good. We can continue to expand on this as we go.
Beautiful.
Over the coming weeks, months.
Yes. This is going to be something that for Christian and I mean, I've done a podcast for a little bit. You had a podcast for a while. Both went on a small little hiatus. For me, there was just so much training going on from, like, middle November to, like, the beginning of March. I mean, that's just crunch time for off-season stuff. And so I was literally, like, 8 to 12 hours a day. Like, yeah. I had no absolute time to, like, schedule a podcast in between my time and try and get that going. So for me, I'm really excited to look to kind of get back into this. Yeah. And especially being able to kind of have, you know, you from on that other side. I think this podcast is going to be something where we can talk, you know, a little bit about business. I mean, you're owning and being a partner in a couple, me owning RBI, just like what we're doing and stuff like that, how we kind of go through and, you know, work with athletes. I think that would be a great little thing for us to be able to kind of attack on this podcast.
Yeah.
Also just like, I don't know, just a little free dump.
Yeah.
Free dump of the brain. I know for anyone that doesn't know, Christian also does another podcast. It's called
Ironworks Underground.
Yeah.
We do that through Ironworks. We'll probably post these podcasts on that same like media outlet, I guess, like through that same podcast, but it'll be like titled something different, and you'll probably post this on yours as well.
Yep.
So you'll have like multiple avenues to listen to this, but yeah, we do our other one. I had, like you said, I had a previous podcast called Books and Brewskis with one of my buddies. Who's a performance coach and mental performance coach. And that, like, we just kind of, like, I left Elite Speed and came here, and Shane's down that way still. And so we kind of, I don't know if we got bored with it or if we just didn't have time for it.
What was his name?
Shane Moody. That's who we did it with.
I gotcha.
Or who I did it with. And we called it Books and Brewskis, which was the podcast. We had, like, I think we got to, like, 40 episodes.
Oh, damn.
So we videotaped
all of them. That's a
heavy set. Yeah, we went for almost a year straight once a week. And then it just kind of fell off. So the last episode we had was Lake Powell, and then we got back from Lake Powell, and life got crazy because we found, like, we moved into this building, and then Shane got super busy with, like, fall sports training, and it was just game over for that one.
GG's. I've had... I think I've had. So I have my Hit Chat. That's where my end. That's where this podcast will come up for the RBI side of things. You can find it on Hit Chat, Spotify, Apple, all the other weirdo podcast locations and stuff. Always video version. Will be on YouTube moving forward. We'll probably be looking to do these podcasts live. So if you guys want to see like the unedited version and stuff like that, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, you guys can find RBI Baseball_LLC. And so that way you guys can get notification when we go live and stuff like that. We'll look to edit it up, chop it up. So that way when we post on Spotify and stuff, it's a little bit more clean cut, not as much breaks, pauses.
Yeah.
But if there's anyone that wants to like message in the chat, if you guys got questions, whether it be on the baseball side, softball, lifting, strength, I mean, I live stream when I play MLB The Show and stuff like that. So if you guys got any questions on that, we're looking to get a few series going on, one with Josh, Collins. Yeah,
we've done the first episode. It's on our YouTube, which is Ironworks Performance on YouTube. It's episode number one of Josh learning to hit a baseball being coached by Connor. It's like 25 minutes long.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. It's not
bad. Just put it on the background, catch the funny parts, and let the other parts just be like background noise, but give us a view.
Check some of the drills. This is something I've been wanting to do for a long time. Another organization called Driveline, they've done something very similar with an Olympian shot putter, discus person or something like that. So Josh has that kind of stuff in his background as well. Rugby guy. Never really has like played baseball before. So
yeah.
If you guys want to see that kind of journey here, and I think in like 5 months now, we have a live showdown with one of Josh's athletes, right?
Yeah.
Where they're pitching and Josh is going to hit.
So the word on the street is Ethan Dillinger, who's a pitcher at Erie High School. My mind just blanked. He just got an offer from Northern Colorado. Like,
hey, yo, Skull Bears.
And just throw some nasty breaking balls. So Josh is going to have some fun with that when that rolls around. But yeah, word on the street is Josh called him out on Instagram like 2 weeks ago. And so we're just waiting for that little live AB session.
Now, I don't want to speak too highly of myself, but when I've told some of my other instructor buddies this like little thing that we got going on, when I first told them, they were thinking that we were going to do the live pitching like in a month or two.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, like, that'll be cool to see. I was like, no, we have 6 months. And they're like, oh, he's going to demolish that pitcher.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me you got 6 months with you and he's never swung a bat and it's just raw? I was like, yeah. They're like, oh, he's going to murder this pitcher.
He has no muscle memory. Like, you literally get to teach him the muscle memory and it's just going to go out.
Now, this next one, we're really going to challenge. I want you trying to imagine you're keeping your head over your right knee. Yep. Now rotate from there. Yep. As far as you can. Yeah.
I'm honestly curious though when Ethan comes out and throws a nasty like curveball or like something and just fucks Josh. Just completely just blows his mind.
It's going to be an absolute blast, and I'm super excited for it. And so with this partnership that I've been able to kind of join up with Ironworks, you know, a lot of great things are coming out of it. Great content, great discounts for both sides of people. So if you guys are looking to try and train, whether it be hitting, fielding, anything like that, or if you're trying to get bigger, faster, stronger, you can get discounts through both of us on both ends. So like I said, lots of content, lots of other stuff, but then also some great friendships.
Yeah,
it's been pretty fun.
Yeah,
I'm really excited for what we've got, and especially with this podcast, having two guys that are, you know, in the same similar space that are both like hungry as fuck. Like, I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited. You got anything?
Good. No, I'm pumped. Dude, this one's gonna be fun because it's different than like what like Connor already does, and like different than what I already do with like Ironworks Underground. Like Ironworks Underground, we kind of just get on topics and bullshit or like talk about like training directly. This one's probably gonna be, I guess in my mind, we're gonna go down so many different paths of like different things, and it's just Connor and I kind of bullshitting for an hour or so, or 15 minutes or whatever.
whatever the length is. But I'm excited for it. There are gonna be times where, you know, Christian might not be there, so I'll kind of run the ranks and kind of talk about my sessions and stuff like that. Or if I'm not here, you know, Christian will take over. So I think it's going to be a pretty easy one to get like a consistent, at least one episode out, whether it's both of us or just one of us. But I think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. If you guys want the video version, you guys can go to YouTube for this one. If you guys want the audio, you guys can go to Hit Chat Chit Chat or Ironworks Performance Underground on Spotify, Apple, or like I said, any of the other weirdo ones. And have a great rest of your guys' day.
See ya.